शांति, ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग, ग्रीटिंग्स फॉर द वर्ल्ड मेडिटेशन डे। इट्स इंटरेस्टिंग, फॉर मेडिटेशन वी नीड लैंग्वेज टू एक्सप्लेन, टू स्पीक। And when real meditation is taking place, what it is we are aiming to, that even mind speaks less and less and goes quiet, still, peaceful, powerful. It's easy to speak, but what is your experience when you are meditating? What is your actually experience generally? You try to meditate and mind wants to talk. Is it? Is that experience as well? And begins to wander here and there. And you wonder, I was not thinking, I didn't even, I had forgotten this person, I had forgotten this situation. And here suddenly I'm sitting quiet and all these things are coming in my mind. So, what is easy, to speak or to be still? And if it is easy to speak, why should we make effort to be silent? Because real feeling, energy, is the mirror of silence. In that you can feel your original self, your true self. As the soul, the living energy, is living, it likes to express itself when it comes in connection with matter. Exactly like a seed. You have a bag of seeds. Of any seeds, grains, flowers, fruits, and each category of the seeds has its own potential in it. And if they are sitting in a place, packed, they are still. What happens when they begin to germinate? They do not grow on your hand. Yuri Geller maybe perhaps showed some miracles to create the sprout from this on the hand, but it didn't become the tree. Right? So what it is? What makes us think too much? What makes us speak too much? What creates disturbance in us? And what creates joy in us? It's a question. Which type of environment I am creating within my own self. It is so natural to come to connect with this body, because otherwise you would not be able to express yourself. You want to express yourself. You cannot sit for hours and hours. It's a nature of a living thing, a living energy to express. And we, the human being, not only express, we want to experience ourselves. The flowers are expressing itself to give the experience to others. Nature, the beauty of nature, it is that as the flowers are blossoming, the fruits are loaded in the tree, we feel oh so good, and when we are tasting it, we enjoy it. River, nice flow, energy is taking place, and we hear the sound, we enjoy it. It is the gift from the nature. The nature itself is selfless. The river, it is said, river doesn't drink its own water. The tree doesn't eat its own fruit. It is enough that others are appreciating, because it's there. The strength in this nature is, whatever it is there, it is unlimited without any discrimination. The flowers do not discriminate. You go in the garden, the fragrance will be the same for a young person, for an old person, for a healthy person, or for a sick person, for a foreigner, or for a British. The flowers are totally impartial. You swim in the ocean does not say, here, I would like to give more cool waves of myself when a person that belongs to this country, a foreigner is a foreigner, so I just stay back and I don't give that charm. Anyone who swims enjoys the same. Anyone who knows how to dive deep is experiencing a different kind of joy, surfacing different kind of joy. But water does not catch hold of you. You go in, you come out. Fragrance, flowers, we appreciate, fine. And you say, but please take the flowers away because I'm allergic to these flowers. The flowers do not get upset. The sunshine, when it's too cold, the sun is shining, and oh, so bright, so nice. I open the curtain and it becomes too hot. I draw the curtain, shut the window, put the shutter down. The sun doesn't get upset. Hey, you were appreciating me 1 minute ago and here you are ignoring me. All the natural energy is detached, impartial. Exactly in the same way, when I, the living energy, I am detached from this possessiveness, desires, demands, expectations, duality, praise and defamation, we begin to discriminate, we begin to comment, we begin to criticize, we begin to compare, and mind begins many, many questions, begins to just, why? All this why starts. Why? Which person? What was the reason? How could he do this? Why, what, where, how, this www. But you don't have a point in it so that you can reach to a connection, to a link. You cannot connect yourself, you cannot open your own personality. It just goes out of order. It is, so what is meditation for? It is just be a point. Recognize yourself, who am I? As a pure being, a living energy, a tiny spark of light. And then you are still actually communicating with you, with your original self, and begin to experience your quality of peace, your quality of positivity, your quality of love, your inner joy. So I had a very good meditation. You are experiencing your own, what is the natural, eternal gift to you as a soul. And that time, it's a, that silence is very sweet silence, because you are tasting the taste of silence. It is very deep silence because you are able to go deep within your own being, which is filled with all the potential of positivity, purity, power, benevolence, truth, bliss, understanding, appreciation. Because then the positive energy, and then you express without speaking. Your face is the index of mind. Eyes are the windows of the soul. Words are not there, but then without even speaking, this the subtle organs of yourself, joyful, peaceful, loveful, blissful. So it is just like the flower is blossoming, the fragrance is going around, the flower is not holding its fragrance, the air is spreading it. So you also begin to create as you breathe in, you breathe out, and this inner positive energy begins to vibrate in the atmosphere. And the atmosphere of the room changes. You could have experience at your own home. You are in the dining room and there are some dishes there to eat. You know that, but the atmosphere at that time, the desire, you are not even hungry. Your eye sees it, and then the thought, who cooked it? What is this? Some questions arise that there is a desire to eat. You go, the atmosphere would be of the kitchen and dining room different than the atmosphere of your bedroom. What would be their natural? Now you would like to rest too. The atmosphere, building is the same, the material is the same. The same building is built with the same cement and bricks of a temple, of a church, of a mosque, or a synagogue. Nobody is there at this moment praying, and you go, you automatically feel very nice, quiet atmosphere. Nobody is singing hymns, nobody is worshipping, because the people, those who have been doing their thoughts, their vibrations, what had been, have changed the atmosphere of the walls. The same building is built of a jail, a prison. You have gone to see somebody, you are not a prisoner. That's courtesy, mercy, love, you went to see someone. The atmosphere of that place is different. What they breathe in, what they breathe out is changing the environment. At the police station, at the club and pub and club, same bed building is the same, but even the walls are taking in what you breathe in and breathe out, and that is connected with the thoughts that you are creating in. And so actually meditation, what you are thinking, is creating thought, creates the feelings, and feelings are expressed first in silent way in breathing. Joyful breath, or contentment in breath, or complaint in the breath. So you are changing the atmosphere of this here, this body, the building where you are, and then it affects the health, then it affects the system. So we know the power of the thought is very, and we know it, but we don't change it, become so influenced by the situations. And so what is meditation is the power of transformation. So some people say it means that I should not think. Meditation means I should not think. Is it possible not to think? Any one of you have experienced that you don't have a thought? There's no thought in the mind? Have you had this experience? Yeah? Even if you are thinking that no thought should come in my mind, even at that time there is a thought. Thought. So it is a natural to create a thought, but meditation is the art of creating positive thoughts. Thoughts which generates the energy in you. Thoughts connected with your own values. So when you are, for example, as I think it is not the first time you have come here. Anyone who has come first time today? One of some souls have come first time. So, in fact, meditation, you, all of those who are others have, they would have heard here coming to this institution, that in fact it is the nature of the soul of being living energy, pure energy. It is a potential in it, in each individual, just like a seed has potential to grow a tree, to express itself when it comes in connection with the soil, when water is given proper, water is put in it. It is actually watered with the right kind of water. If the right kind of atmosphere is there, the potential what it is there is begin to grow. If it is put in the environment where it is moisture or too heat, the same seed is eaten by insects. The same seeds grow moldy and does not grow anything. Environment. So when we are meditating, we are creating a positive atmosphere or the environment by giving, making the mind to think what you are or what I am. Because you are, we are, each individual of is not focusing on the others. You are meditating, so you think, I am. What am I? Am I a living, this human body? The physical question. Am I Angelica? Or am I John? Or am I Anthony? Or am I Philip? Or am I what? This is the name of my body. My body, my name of my body. So who am I? The one who is saying my hand, my feet, my face, my eyes. This body belongs to me, but I am not this body. The body which is the soul, that is the seed which is there with us, connected with this soil, is the pure energy, living energy. And this living energy consists of three basic potential or power which makes it living seed of light. And these three powers are the mind, the intellect and personality traits, or man, buddhi, sanskaras. Man, the power to think, mind. Buddhi means intellect. And sanskaras means character, personality traits. Sanskaras, the sum total effect and impact of the thought and action and in you as a living being. And so when you are aware of the self, in this living seed, then there are the power to express these qualities when it is just being connected with the self, being in the body, but connected with the self means the original potential within itself. And what is that? First quality, the power within it is to recognize, to discriminate. I am not this body, I am a soul. I am using this body, but habit is that I say myself, I am so and so. But in reality, body does not feel. Body does not actually, eyes don't remember the difference of the color. The ears do not remember it is praise or defamation. It's I, who is using these organs, have the understanding. It is one who is there in this body, has the power to feel, to think. So with my mind, I think. So it's up to me what I think. Right or wrong thought, weak or strong thought, pure or in negative thoughts, high vibrating or low vibrating thoughts. And so it is the art of thinking. Meditation is the art of thinking. But what should I think? I need to think or link, because you think what you are connected with. Sometime through here, by hearing, by seeing, by reading, you had been connected one way or another, and suddenly thought comes, memory come back. And so this is also, I need to connect myself, because when you are meditating, suddenly thought came, what had been during the day, today, yesterday, day before yesterday, 1 year ago, you had been connected with it, with that, and that's coming back to you. And here it is also what we are practicing, what I am should be connected with me is my qualities, the basic qualities of the soul. So mind and intellect has to be connected to become the quality, to feel the quality of yourself. And these qualities are knowledge, purity, peace, love and bliss. And so it means you are talking to your own self, seeing your own inner ability and beauty. And this, then the energy automatically is uplifting you and connecting you with the Supreme Soul. And this energy then is actually, just like the many flowers are blossoming together, create the atmosphere. And this World Meditation Day is not only that I feel for myself, but I share these vibrations with others as well. So it's a combined meditation together, world meditation, so that we can send these vibrations to others. Sitting here, it will go automatically. You don't have to send, you don't have to post with any, with a postman or in a letterbox or with, but it goes just like the flowers are blossoming there. It's the air that carries the fragrance, right? If the sun is shining, it's the automatically the heat is going around. So it is not effort, it is just to be. That is attention. And so you are reminding, bringing back consciously your thoughts of positivity, purity, peace, love, and then you are connected with the Supreme Soul. Then that, this positive, benevolent thought, which is then empowered by the Supreme Soul, is reaching other souls automatically. Now we will have, because every third Sunday of the month, we have 1 hour meditation, which is everywhere in this world. This time is happening, so it means 1 hour here, 1 hour before was in Germany, 1 hour later it would be another country, 1 hour later it would be another. So it is like a, this third Sunday of the month is 24 hours. Full day, this energy is generated with the consciousness of being a benevolent being, child of the Supreme Soul, the truth, benevolent and blissful. So I'm child, I the soul, I'm child of the Supreme Soul, and then I'm not only connected with myself, I connect myself with the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul. So godly power is filled in it, and that it is reaching others. With this powerful thought, as the rays of the sun are touching whoever is around there without any discriminations, in the same way, just let this thought reach all the souls, those who need at this moment time, everyone, including animals, including the people, those who are not even aware of what they are looking for. And so it's World Meditation Day, World Peace Day, to create this positivity in the self. And let the flowers, peace flower, garden created in your heart, in the garden of your consciousness. So now we will meditate, few minutes in silence, just complete. Or you create this thought in your mind, I am, sit relaxed, comfortable, your feet ground so that, and also straight, so that you don't feel sleepy, active, right? Alert as well, but relax. And let this thought, bring this thought again and again in your mind. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Breathe in that peace. Believe peace is your natural nature. I am a pure and peaceful soul. A tiny spark of light, powerful energy, if the mind goes here and there, just connect or bring back with this thought, and after a few minutes of silence with you when you are practicing, I will speak few words and then silent again. And then again few words and silent again, so that you create your own positive energy. Learn to open your treasure box and look at it, how beautiful original energy is there. There is influence of others, but you have your own influence of your truth as well in you. Om. In this beautiful atmosphere of silence, I become aware. I'm conscious what am I? Who am I? in the light of knowledge. I see myself as I am, an eternal being. Pure energy. Metaphysical being of light. Thinking being, a pure mind, this energy seated in the center of forehead. Tiny spark of light. This is what I am. A soul. I am beyond matter, pure energy now using this matter, but I am not this matter or body. My body is just like my costume. I'm not the dress which I'm wearing, but I'm aware of the dress I wear. I'm sitting in a chair, but I am not this chair. I can get up. The chair will remain a still chair. I can sit in it. Chair is a still chair, not me. So this body is not me. It's not I. This body is just my instrument. Which I'm using. to express myself and to experience myself. Matter is support for me. I am support for the matter. But now I focus only on myself while being with this body. I focus on myself on my pure energy of thinking. A pure mind, a thinking being, as I think, so shall I become. I think of peace. Positive energy. Pure energy. I am a pure and peaceful mind. As I breathe in, I breathe in peace. As I breathe out, I vibrate peace. Peace is my natural nature. Let it express itself naturally. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I maintain this thought for a while. Hold this energy. Positivity, purity, stillness, silence. This is blissful silence. The waves of silence is generating the energy to make me feel. It's a lake. Cooling, soothing, my mind is like a lake, cool, clear, calm. Still, but blissful. I enjoy this silence filled with bliss. Every thought of positive energy is the ripple of joy. Vibrating. Love in it. I love silence. I like it. Powerful silence. Deep silence. This positive energy uplifts me. Brings the balance. The deeper I go, the higher I fly. There is lightness, there is joy. As I'm flying with the wings of love and lightness, energy moving upward, rising higher and higher, beyond no matter whatever is happening around me. I feel a pull of a magnetic energy of love. From the Supreme Being, connecting my pure love to Him. This is the relationship of love between the soul and the Supreme Soul. Loving parents of the soul, of me, of eternal being, of love. Supreme love, pure motherly love, got my mother, the ocean of love. Selfless love, constant love, I'm safe in this lap of light. The Supreme accepts me as I am, what I am. This pure love purifies me, wash away all the influences which I took from others of any type of negativity. This pure love is like the clean dress, sparkling dress of light around me, on me, in me. pure sparkling energy. Of eternal love. Create self-respect in me. Opens my heart, purifies my feelings, I'm child of God. The Supreme Mother of Love. Showering blessings upon me. This powerful, pure love coming from the truth, from the Supreme Soul, like the rays of the sun, I'm dancing, my heart is happy. The mind like an angel, dancing on rainbow of all the godly colors. Rainbow of truth, love, purity, peace, bliss. And benevolence. being with the Supreme Soul in this world of silence. This is the supreme silence, golden silence. Powerful silence, blissful silence. I share the vibrations of love and peace. Of godly power. With all my brothers and sisters on this planet. And also with the matter, with nature. As I breathe out and breathe in the vibrations of peace, purity and love. I am a pure, peaceful soul. So, are you the children of the Supreme Soul, of the beloved purifying Mother, the bestower of blessings, the benevolent being? Children of God, sparkling diamond, shining stars, radiating light, love and might. Om I am a pure and peaceful soul. In every thought, in every breath I take in or breathe out, as I'm connected as a soul with the Supreme, this vibrates pure love, peace, power and bliss. Let these blessings and power vibrate in every cell of my body, filled with all godly blessings. Absorb that energy from the Supreme. With the faith, pure love and relationship with God, the benevolent being, the Supreme Soul. I belong to God. God belongs to me. My parents' property, God's property. Of selfless love, pure love, perfect purity, Supreme Peace, belongs to me. God's personality is my personality as I'm child of God. It's my birthright. I don't need to beg it. He wills all his spiritual powers to his children. As the Supreme Mother, he showers all his power upon the children, the eternal souls.
Thank you for a most beautiful experience and to show your appreciation in a normal way. Thank you.